Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, October 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of arts and entertainment news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
The Avon Theater Film Center honors music industry legend Clive Davis with the 2025 Lifetime Achievement Award. The Avon Theater Film Center recently celebrated an extraordinary night honoring music industry legend Clive Davis with the 2025 Lifetime Achievement Award. The sold-out event featured live performances by Ryan Shaw, Mandy Gonzalez, Paul Schaffer, and Kapathia Jenkins, with tributes from Barbara Streisand, Martha Stewart, Melissa Manchester, and Steve Wonder. Pat Houston presented the award, recognizing Davis's mentorship and impact on Whitney Houston's career. The evening concluded with a moving performance of That's What Friends Are For, celebrating friendship and artistry. Proceeds from the gala support the Avon Theater's nonprofit mission to present independent films and expand cultural programming in downtown Stamford. The Avon Theater, Deborah and Chuck Royce Cinema Arts Center, is dedicated to showcasing independent, foreign, classic, and documentary films, enriching the community through unforgettable experiences. 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL Strawberry 5-Speed, a tastefully modified classic now on display. The DFW Car and Toy Museum is showcasing a unique 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280 SL, part of the Ron Sturgeon collection. This classic car has undergone over $70,000 in restoration work and now features a performance-focused 5-speed manual transmission. Painted in a rich metallic burgundy color called Strawberry, this SL stands out with its sleek design and modern drivability. Under the hood is a resealed 2.8-liter inline-six engine paired with a Tremec 5-speed manual gearbox for enhanced precision. With refresh braking system, video instrumentation, and period-correct stereo, this 280 SL offers both collector appeal and driving enjoyment. Ron Sturgeon, the museum's founder, describes it as a perfect blend of classic design and modern performance. Visit the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth to see this stunning Mercedes-Benz on display.
David Guiod Grant for Entrepreneurs opens applications for aspiring innovators across the nation. The David Guiod Grant for Entrepreneurs is now accepting applications from undergraduate students across the U.S. who are passionate about entrepreneurship. This grant, founded by David Guiod, aims to support driven students with a vision for creating meaningful change through innovative ventures. Applicants must be at least 18 years old, enrolled in an accredited U.S. college or university, and demonstrate a genuine interest in entrepreneurship. To apply, students must submit a 500 to 750-word essay outlining a problem they are passionate about solving through entrepreneurship. The deadline for submissions is January 15, 2026, with the recipient being announced on February 15, 2026. David Guiod, a veteran of the entertainment industry, brings over two decades of experience to this initiative, reflecting his commitment to fostering the next generation of business leaders.
Pride Holdings Group, formerly Parliament House Enterprises, Inc., announces acquisition of Cheer Up Charlie's, Austin's number one LGBTQ+ bar. Pride Holdings Group, formerly Parliament House Enterprises, Inc., has announced the acquisition of Cheer Up Charlie's, Austin's top LGBTQ+ bar. This strategic move is part of Pride Holdings' national expansion strategy to build the leading network of LGBTQ+ entertainment destinations in the U.S. Cheer Up Charlie's, known for its vibrant community and trend-setting nightlife, will now be part of Pride Holdings' portfolio. The founders, Tamara and Maggie, will continue in leadership roles to ensure a seamless transition. Pride Holdings plans to expand throughout Texas, with future openings in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio within 24 months. CEO Mike Barrett emphasized that the acquisition reflects their commitment to preserving LGBTQ+ spaces while elevating them to new levels of impact and profitability.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.